Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, the neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you see the neuropsychologist love song I sent you last night?
I did see it, yes. I did not get a chance to listen to
okay.
it yet.
I was at a gathering, that tacos and prayer gathering, and played some of it last night, and people got a kick out of it. And it's, I guess it's a group called Skunk Bear, and they do the music seriously, and it's like singing about the chemical benefits of love that benefit us, hugs, etc., oxytocin,
sure.
endorphins, yeah. all that kind of thing. So you'll get a kick out of it, and we'll see. It's like 3.5 minutes long or something like that. So
very good. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Several years ago, I wrote a chapter in a book, about marriage, and we were talking about the neurobiological aspects of relationship. And so talked about things like oxytocin and so forth.
On this show, we like to say mawage, like Princess Bride, you know.
So, mawage.
Yeah, there we go.
Mawage is what brings us together today.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw somebody
Perfect.
Asking on Facebook today, and it might have been through Christian Radio Prep. It's like, name a movie you've seen, you know, 3 times and you still don't get tired of it. And I immediately thought of you and Tommy Boy because it's like over 80 times.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Princess Bride is the one I think in our family that, you know, certainly it's a favorite we've seen many times. But.
You know, that seems to be one that comes up a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people will talk about The Princess Bride as being a movie they go back to again and again. And there's just so many good one-liners in that show. And yeah, I've probably seen that one 3 times as well.
Does it make you less spiritual that you're over 80 times seeing Tommy Boy?
Probably, yeah. I think that works against me, but I'll probably keep watching it. You know, I've probably shared this with you before, but I can turn it on, and before they even start talking, I start laughing. And so it just brings me a lot of joy.
I've never been with you when you watched Tommy Boy in the morning.
That's a shock because I've watched it so many times, but yeah.
You know, and people will talk about, I heard some questions, an overnight host on CBS Sports Radio, Amy Lawrence, and she does Ask Amy Anything, and they were saying favorite TV series, and I thought, what comes to mind for me, Kim's Convenience is probably my favorite. That's just a favorite, so anyhow.
Yeah, so are you working through it a second time?
No, we finished the 5 seasons, and then, no, so I'm taking a break, but it's
okay.
Yeah. It's I just, that's very good stuff. I would recommend it. Okay, I had another thing I was going to deal with, but we're going to pass on that. We're doing a Tim Keller quote every day, honoring his passing. This is a longer quote today. Here we go. If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether you like his teaching, but whether he rose from the dead.
Yeah, that seems to connect right with 1 Corinthians 15, you know, where everything seems to hang on that idea. And if it's true, it changes everything. And
Yeah, Andy Stanley says, like, hey, if somebody predicted their own death and then and said they'd come back and did it, then you listen to them. So.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Tim Keller was so good at kind of sharing those pithy statements where it really makes you stop and think about, is that true? And if it is true, what do I do with that? And I think this is a good example of that.
Absolutely. And I was watching a great tribute to him by John Ortberg yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. And he talked about 10 years to the exact month, Dallas Willard, of when Dallas Willard died of pancreatic cancer, May of 2013, Tim Keller died of pancreatic cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize the timeline. I guess thinking about it now, it's hard to believe that it was 10 years ago Dallas Willard died, but
And he talked about both of them had just an ability to really impact, and neither of them, you know, worried about being cool. They just were who they were.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, kind of like you and I.
There you go. Hey, we got Galatians 1, 8, and 9, closing it out today.
Yeah, it says, let God's curse fall on anyone, including us or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again, what we have said before, if anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed.
And in your devotional commentary letters to beloved, you take those verses this way. Child, hold on to this message of grace with all that you have. Do not let it go. If religious leaders or influential evangelists or even the very angels from heaven try to convince you of something other than the pure and simple good news, I will judge them. I do not tolerate the distortions of the good news because it makes people question my love.
Yeah, comes back to love and grace. You know, I think that we've all seen this where there's been lots and lots of what ifs and distortions and things people add onto it. But it really comes back to, as Stephen Curtis Chapman says, it's all about love, love, love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, love and grace. So.
And important to remember, Jesus plus nothing, right?
Right. Yeah, equals everything.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. Friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, nothing on the listener line, so we go right to an anniversary, actually, leading things off, because I saw this on Facebook. Tim and Robin Smith celebrating 43 years of wedded bliss today. Happy anniversary to both of them. I don't know. They must have got married young, because they don't look like they could be married 43 years. Uh-uh. But I said, already commented on the Facebook post to Tim, I said, hey, happy anniversary to two awesome people who make one incredible couple, for sure. Tim and Robin Smith, happy 43rd wedding anniversary. Fantastic. Tuesday trivia continuing on Win It Wednesday on this May 24th, WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show.
We are giving away or attempting to give away a free digital download of the hit movie Jesus Revolution. So anywhere you might be in the WIB listening area, Western Central Wisconsin, even worldwide, listening at WWIB.com, we can email this code right to you. So again, the only caveat, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. And Hava, we have a lot of incorrect answers to help people along the way and say, hey, don't guess this. It's already been guessed and it wasn't right.
That's right. We posted those answers and the question in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group last night, but you've got them for us this morning.
Yeah, so again, our query for Tuesday Trivia Now on a Win It Wednesday is, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? So about 8 million people worldwide do this on any given day. 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers. It is not flossing, eating a good breakfast, smoking, swimming, going to school or college, calling in sick to work, shopping online, losing their keys, watching Wheel of Fortune, putting on their shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio station, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking a bone, drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading their Bible, or, as our friend John from Ladysmith guessed, listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. It is not any of those.
Huh. So what else could it be? Again, about 8 million of people a day do this around the world. What is it?
715-723-2555, 723-2555. We'll take your guesses live on the air here in the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. And again, we have a Jesus Revolution movie digital download for our winner. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I'm Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny. What do you think?
I think it's biting your tongue.
Biting your tongue.
Biting your tongue. Let's see what Yoda says, Kenny.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
I guess Yoda says that's not what we're looking for, Kenny, but you try back, my friend. 715-723-2555. Let us go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
Kari from Eau Claire.
All right, Kari, go ahead.
How about get a haircut?
Get a haircut. No, not get a haircut. Kari, try again. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Tracy from Cadott.
All right, Tracy, go ahead.
I'm guessing check their phones first thing in the morning.
Check their phone. And first thing in the morning, too. Nah, check their phones. Thank you. Call again, 715-723-2555. Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's just that habit. And they always say don't do it at night, right? Because that's going to make it harder to sleep. But I think I on both ends of the spectrum, check out way too much. Good morning. Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Cheryl from Eau Claire.
Cheryl from
Eau
Claire.
I'm going to say cut your fingernails.
Cut your fingernails. Oh, clip those fingernails. Yeah, I'm looking at mine now, Cheryl, and thinking, yeah, there's a few that probably need it. Is it clip those fingernails, Alvo?
It's not.
It's not. 715-723-2555. Thank you. Try again. Want to give away so that Jesus
are,
Revolution
are
digital download.
We're going to share a hint.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Will we? Will we? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lily from La Crosse.
From La Crosse. Great to hear from you. And what do you think?
Using the bathroom.
Using the bathroom. You know, I would kind of hope that more than 8 million people a day would use the bathroom, but you never know.
Yep.
You never know. Thank you for calling. That's not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Let's see. I think we probably have time for a couple more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Colin from Stanley.
Hey, Colin, what do you think? On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? What do you think, Colin?
Get married.
Get married.
That's a great
guess. Well thought out. Well thought out. Colin, let's see what Yoda says.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Yoda says no, Colin. Try again. 715-723-2555. But I think, Havo, we're probably down to our last guess here.
Yeah, one more.
All right, let's go to this line. Good morning, WWIB. You're on with Caleb and Havo on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, all right, Tony, you've been a past winner.
Tony's good at this sort of a thing. I know your voice. All right, go ahead, Tony.
Get a haircut.
Get a haircut.
And that was already chosen this morning.
Yeah, so we'll give you a bonus guess, but we're going to buzz you anyway.
I can't even think of one now.
No problem. No problem, Tony. Give us, about 20 minutes, huh, Halvo? And we'll try this again.
All right, yeah. So, again, the question is approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. What is it? You got to tell us to win that Jesus Revolution free download. We'll pick it up again after 7:45. Well, Tuesday Trivia continuing on Win It Wednesday, and this is the second installment here. This is the fifth time overall, Caleb, that we've thrown this question out to the listeners.
And again, we want to give away a Jesus Revolution digital movie download to you. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we want you to call 715-723-2555. We'll give you a lot of incorrect answers, but this is the question. So on any given day around the world, approximately 8 million people do what? So on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555. Should I give the first 34 wrong answers and you can give the next one?
Yes.
All right. So it is not flossing, it is not eating a good breakfast, and it is not smoking, swimming, going to school or college, calling in sick to work, shopping online, or losing your keys. It's not washing Wheel of Fortune, putting on your shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio show, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking, what does that say? I can't read my writing. Drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading your Bible, listening to a CD of Phillips Craig and Dean, breaking a bone. That's the one that I couldn't read. It's not breaking a bone.
Okay, very good. It's also not biting your tongue, getting a haircut, checking your phone first thing in the morning, cutting your fingernails, using the bathroom, or getting married.
All right. So 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. And if you're saying, man, guys, it takes you a long time to even get to taking calls, that's because we have so many answers to run through. We want to help you as much as possible. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
Taryn.
And Taryn, where are you from?
Menominee.
Taryn from Menominee. Taryn, I recognize your voice because you have won before. All right, honey, what do you think? On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? What do you think, Taryn?
Washing your car.
Washing your car. That's a great guess, but it's not what we're looking for. It's not washing your car. Thank you. Call back. 715-723-2555.
Answer buzzer for Taryn.
Not for Taryn. My goodness. She is way too cute. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jerome from Lublin.
Jerome from Lublin. Jerome, first, just no offense, but we are going to buzz you if you don't get it right, because we've got to bring up the buzzer at some point. But get it correct, and we don't have to worry about that. So Jerome from Lublin, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what?
I'm going to go with downloading a digital movie.
Downloading a digital movie.
Another good guess.
But not what we're looking for. Thank you so much, Jerome from Lublin. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lee from Barron.
Hey, Lee. What do you think?
Going to bed hungry.
Going to bed hungry. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it makes me think again of Feed My People and so many hungry things that they do. Yeah. Well, that's not what we're looking for. Not what we're looking for, Lee. Thank you. Try again, 715-723-2555. Again,
43 wrong answers now.
Around 8 million people worldwide do what on any given day?
Online, Cliff said, anything to do with watermelon or Mark Schultz. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Good morning, Win It Wednesday. Caleb and Havel here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cheryl from Eau Claire again.
Hey, Cheryl, go ahead. What do you think?
How about walk your dog?
Walk your dog. Yoda?
You must learn what you have learned.
Sorry, Cheryl. Try back. 715-723-2555. Lest we forget, we are trying to give away a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. That is the prize. But honestly, the prize is just going to be figuring this out.
I know it.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan. What do you think?
Driving.
Driving.
Was it jogging?
Driving, she said.
Driving. Okay.
It's not driving, Jan. Call back. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Just for the record, it's not jogging either.
Okay. Well, there you go. We'll just add another one to help narrow it down. I think we have time for two more guesses here. So, good morning, WWIB. We Wake Up Show Win It Wednesday. Good morning, and what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony. All right, you made a try about half an hour ago. What do you think this time? On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what?
Get a pet.
Get a pet. Tony? I'm sorry, it's not get a pet. Try again. 715-723-2555.
We've had 47 guesses here. I guess unless you count the Mark Schultz and watermelon, that'd be 49. So nothing so far.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. You are the last chance for everyone to figure this out before 8 a.m. Otherwise, we're going to push this off another 30 minutes ago or so. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Is this Tim from Wheeler?
Tim from Wheeler. What do you think?
What is going golfing?
What is going golfing? And Tim...
You must unlearn.
Not going golfing. Thank you so much for trying, Tim. And the list just keeps getting longer. Halvo
of
the incorrect answers.
I think that when people do hear the answer, they're going to go, they're going to kind of hit their forehead
palm.
And go,
I should have
said that.
But haven't found it yet, but at some point, we're going to get it. Thanks so much for playing Tuesday Trivia on a Win It Wednesday. Well, it's Tuesday Trivia turned into Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I know there's people already wanting to call and win this Jesus Revolution digital movie download. 715-723-2555. Caleb and Havel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Our question, again, 715-723-2555. Our question, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? So about 8 million people a day around the globe do this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
Yeah, and you've got the first 34 wrong answers, which came yesterday. I've got the next 15 from today.
All right, so these are incorrect answers. Is it not flossing, eating a good breakfast, smoking, swimming, going to school or college, calling in sick to work, shopping online, losing your keys, watching Wheel of Fortune, putting on your shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio show, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking a bone, drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading your Bible, or listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Also, today, we have learned it is not biting your tongue, getting a haircut, checking your phone first thing in the morning. It's not cutting your fingernails, using the bathroom, or getting married. It's not washing your car, downloading a movie, going to bed hungry, walking your dog, driving, jogging, getting a pet, going golfing, or from Jana online, her class had guessed going on vacation, and no, that's not it either.
And sorry, folks, we're out of time, so we're not going to be able to take any guesses.
That's 49 wrong answers.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go to the phones here on a Win It Wednesday, birthed out of a Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Then what's your answer?
This is Shelly from Shatek, and is it eat pizza?
Shelly from Shatek?
No.
It is not eat pizza, but call back, 715-723-2555. I believe that's our 50th incorrect answer, but don't worry, we're not going to... Sometime. I'm thinking about that. Sometime if we get 50 wrong answers on something, but not this time.
No.
Not today, friends. We wouldn't do that to you. Good morning. I might. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Sand Creek.
Hey, Kevin, what do you think?
Have a birthday.
On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide have a birthday? No. Sorry, Kevin. Call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this beautiful Win It Wednesday?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony is determined.
This is his third try, if my count is correct.
Just
Tony,
today.
Tony is the third try of the charm. What do you think, my friend?
Volunteering.
Volunteering. Is it volunteering? It is not. He wants that Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Again, we can send that to you anywhere you might be listening. So La Crosse, Wausau, Marshfield, wherever you might be, call in Hayward, all around the WIB listening area.
But again, volunteering, oh so important, but around 8 million people a day do this around the world. What is it?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, WWIB. Well, we lost him there. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Diana. I'm from Phillips.
Hey, Diana from Phillips. What do you think?
I am wondering, with Memorial Day coming up, join the military?
Join the military. Good guess. And again, in honor of my military, I'm not going to buzz that one, but not what we're looking for. But thank you for calling in from Phillips, 715-723-2555. I feel like we probably have time for two more guesses here, Halvo.
Wow.
And then we're going to have to decide if we want to give a clue. I know there's been some folks calling for it, saying you need to give a clue.
Uh-huh. Well, we're not going to do it this time.
Yeah, if we're not this time. We're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. I don't know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Venicio, and I'm calling from Fall Creek.
All right, Venicio from Fall Creek. What do you think on any given day around 8 million people worldwide do what, my friend?
Fishing.
Go fishing. Is it go fishing? It's not go fishing, but that sounds like a great activity. Call back 715-723-2555. Let's try here. Good morning, WWIB. You are the last chance to get this solved right here, right now. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, this is Kathy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kathy.
My guess would be to take a picture or a photo.
Oh, sure. Yeah, around 8 million people worldwide taking a photo on any given day. No, it's not. Thank you for trying.
55 wrong answers over 2 days to the question. Approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. So, we'll pick it up again after 8:45.
Will we give you a clue? We're not sure yet, but what we can say is when this is solved, at some point when this is solved, we do know there's going to be a lot of face-palming and like, are you kidding? I think it's going to be a lot more obvious, of course, after somebody
figures
it out.
You're going to go, why didn't I say that? Why did I think of that?
Well, I heard someone is turning 6 today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy, happy birthday to all of us and you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday. Very happy 6th birthday from your WWIB family and the Townsend family, your family in Sand Creek, too. Miss Bianca, turning 6 years old today. Bianca, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Your daddy called in and wanted to make sure that you were wished a big old happy birthday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Bianca, hope it's a wonderful, wonderful day.
It is almost Try It Again Thursday, but one last go around for the question that started on Tuesday Trivia at about 7:45, and it's now the fourth time this morning. This is the 7th different segment trying to get an answer to this difficult question.
Western and central Wisconsin has been stumped for the past 25 hours.
Classrooms are pausing and listening to answers and trying to guess.
Chaos is ensuing. Congress and the Senate have put aside their discussions of the debt ceiling to try to figure this out, putting their collective heads together. They are clueless as well. Oh, wait, maybe that's normal. 848, 61 degrees. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show, a Win It Wednesday. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide will be doing what? And we're going to give you all the incorrect answers. And I think we are at some point.
55 of them now.
Incorrect answers.
Yeah.
And so I think we'll give you those. And then do we want to give a clue right away?
Yeah. We'll
okay, let's
one.
Do it. So here are all the incorrect answers. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? It is not flossing, eating a good breakfast, smoking, swimming, going to school or college, calling in sick to work, shopping online, losing your keys, watching Wheel of Fortune, putting on your shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio show, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking a bone, drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading your Bible, or listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Very specific.
Those were all from yesterday. These are today's wrong answers to the question. Approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. It is not biting your tongue, getting a haircut, checking your phone first thing in the morning, cutting your fingernails, using the bathroom, getting married, washing your car, downloading a digital movie, Going to bed hungry, walking your dog, driving, jogging, getting a pet, going golfing, going on vacation. It is not eating pizza, having a birthday, volunteering, joining the military, fishing, or taking a photo.
All right. It's not all of those. We've given you 55 incorrect answers. Can you get the right one? 715-723-2555. I've probably neglected to mention we're trying to give away a free movie download of Jesus Revolution. We can send that to you anywhere you might be. So folks are welcome to call in. You don't have to pick it up here. We'll send it to you via email. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? And how are we starting off with a clue or
yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give them a clue.
I'm going to remind you something we've said before. Already along the way, we've said more than once that it's probably almost for sure. It's a different 8 million people every day. I mean, some of them could be repeats, but many of them are different. So noting that, I would also say this is the hint that it's something probably most of you have done before.
All right, there we go. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane calling from Menominee.
Diane from Menominee, what is your guess?
I'm going to say yawn.
You're going to say yawn? Not yawn, but Diane, you call back, please. 715-723-2555.
Most people have yawned, I guess.
Hopefully no one's yawning because I think this trivia is incredibly captivating. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lee from Barron.
Hey, Lee.
Making your bed?
Making your bed, he says. Is it making your bed, Halvo?
No.
It's not making your bed. Lee, try again. 715-723-2555. We've heard from Menominee. We've heard from Barron. Where are we going to hear from next? It's always a guessing game. Let's go here to the phones. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Cheryl from Eau Claire. Third time.
Hey, Cheryl. All right. Is the third time the charm for you? What do you think?
Cough.
Is it cough? On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? And she says cough. It's not. Cheryl, thank you. Try again.
And sneeze, right?
It's not coughing nor sneezing. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Gabe from Plum City, and I think it is reading.
Gabe from Plum City. Is it reading, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not, but here's the thing, Gabe. I think both Halvo and I would say we hope it's way more than 8 million people read because reading is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I hope you read a lot every day. So call us back, Gabe. 715-723-2555. We've got time for a few more guesses here. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Venetio again, Fall Creek.
Venetio, go ahead.
Lose your keys.
Lose your keys. It's not lose your keys. Thank you, Venetio. Thank you for trying.
Did we have that yesterday?
Did we?
I don't know.
Oh, we did. Venetio, you can have a bonus guess.
She's gone.
Cabo has a better memory than me.
Because we played the Franny Battistelli after...
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I owe you a bonus guess, but sorry about that. All right. Let's see. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Jeff Jeanette. I'm from Rice Lake.
Well, that's my hometown. Good to hear from you. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say this here. You guys are a Christian radio station, right?
We are.
We are.
Well, what about praying?
What about praying?
God.
You know, well, that's a great guess, but it's already been guessed. Do you want a bonus guess? Can you think of anything on the top of your head?
Not on top of my head, please.
All right. You think about it. Call back. All right. What do you think? Two more guesses, Halvo?
Yeah, we're at 59 right now.
All right. So we'll take 60 and 61 if we get there. Let's go here. Good morning. All right. Second to last guess. So what's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
My name's Jennifer from Altoona.
Hey, Jennifer. What do you think?
How about have the hiccups?
Have the hiccups.
No.
Creative guess. Hasn't been guessed yet, and that's a win in itself. But it's not get the hiccups. Thank you. Call us back, but it might be tomorrow at this point. 715-723-2555.
Okay, I'm going to say it again one more time before they do it. Approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. We've indicated it like it's primarily different people each day. And also, I would say it's something most of you have done.
All right. Final guess before this becomes Try Again Thursday. It was Tuesday trivia. It was Win It Wednesday. Will it become Try Again Thursday? The hopes of Western and Central Wisconsin rest on. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Leah from Eau Claire.
All right, Leah from Eau Claire. Everyone is waiting with bated breath,
yes.
Leah. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? What do you think?
Putting gas
in your vehicle. Leah from Eau Claire? I'm sorry. Good try. Good guess. We're going to give you all another shot at this, but...
That was like a pressure putt.
I know. Great job, everyone. Great job. And I'm not going to be able to play the song that I've been waiting to play all day that has to do with the answer to this. So instead, we'll play a great song from Jason Gray, and it's called Be Kind.